I'm Katie Gilkey with the Farm and Ranch Report. During the House Ag Committee's Subcommittee on General Farm Commodities and Risk Management held earlier this week, members heard from farm leaders who discussed a variety of farm topics to help set the stage for the next farm bill. When it comes to ARC and PLC programs' needed tweaks, farm leaders mentioned reducing the 18 months to a year that farmers need to have to wait to get farm program payments for the previous year's crop. National Association of Wheat Growers President David Shim said,
"Current timing of assistance affects my ability to get credit."
He explained that when farmers apply in the winter or spring for operating loans, bankers won't take into consideration cash flow from payments that won't even be quantified or paid for another year. Another tweak to the future farm bill is using more local data for calculating yield and production costs. Also, producers asked for grazing crop reference prices, which trigger program prices. Trade was another topic of discussion at the hearing. Demand for our country's ag products is critical, says National Corn Growers President Wesley Spurlock.
We need our new administration as they go in and they work to rewrite NAFTA and bring it up to a newer level. We need that trade. We need to be out talking to Japan, to the Koreas, to the world to improve these deals and move this demand at that level.
Officials have promised agriculture will be a major player in any new trade agreements. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.